This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne. Voters have their say in three more presidential contests tomorrow. Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia, collectively known as the Potomac primaries. We're going to take a look at what's at stake for candidates of both parties, starting with the Republicans. Frontrunner John McCain is campaigning in Virginia today. So is Mike Huckabee, who trails far behind McCain, but nevertheless won contests in Kansas and Louisiana over the weekend. Now his supporters hope he'll have another strong showing in Virginia. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
Arizona Senator John McCain continues to hold a commanding lead in the Republican delegate count, and since Super Tuesday, pundits and party leaders have considered him the presumptive nominee. But Virginia voter Kerry Weigel isn't ready to concede anything to him yet.
Huckabee!
This weekend, in the Appalachian foothills town of Palmyra, Weigel and about a dozen other people stood on a street corner waving signs for Mike Huckabee. Weigel hopes the former Arkansas governor, who scored upset wins in Kansas and Louisiana Saturday, can do the same in Virginia tomorrow.
Huckabee has issues that are very stark contrast to McCain with securing our borders and family, pro-life. I mean, out here in the rural part of the state, there's a lot of Virginians that are still very conservative.
Conservative voters have helped Huckabee win five primaries so far in southern states, as well as a caucus in neighboring West Virginia. But repeating that success here may be hard. While some of Virginia feels like the rural South, many of the state's Republicans are suburbanites near Washington, D.C., or military families near the huge naval base in Norfolk, people who polls suggest prefer McCain. Paul Friedman is a University of Virginia political scientist.
Huckabee did really well in West Virginia this past week. And some of that support will hop over the mountain and be seen in the western part of Virginia. But John McCain is well placed to draw on the strength of moderate voters in the north and military voters in the east.
Indeed, two polls released this weekend show McCain with about a 30-point lead on Huckabee in Virginia, with Ron Paul, the other remaining Republican, an even more distant third. That's welcome news for McCain following Saturday's losses in Kansas and Louisiana. And the co-chair of the senator's Virginia campaign, Chris Saxman, predicts tomorrow's primary will erase any lingering doubt about McCain's frontrunner status.
I think in some of the more rural locations, Mike Huckabee is going to do well. But John McCain's picking up a lot of support all throughout the state. And I think there's a matter of inevitability to his candidacy, to his nomination. I think that's going to show up tomorrow.
Last week, McCain was endorsed by two prominent Virginia Republicans, Attorney General Bob McDonnell and former Senator George Allen, who both had been backing Fred Thompson. And Saxman says rank-and-file Republicans have begun to come together as well. At a GOP breakfast this weekend in Stanton, Bruce Grover said he's now supporting McCain. A retired National Guard officer, Grover originally preferred Rudy Giuliani. But he says McCain is a good fit for Virginia, where military personnel and retirees account for more than 10% of the population.
One Republican more than any other in the country who supported George Bush on Iraq is John McCain. And that is the focal point, particularly in Virginia, is to win the war on terror.
But other Republicans at the breakfast were less enthusiastic about the Arizona senator. Retiree Howard Hahn supported Mitt Romney until he dropped out of the race last week. Now, Hahn isn't sure whether he can vote for McCain.
I'm a conservative. And as far as I'm concerned, John's kind of stuck his thumb in our eyes on a few things, and there have been some other candidates that suit us a little better. So, yet to be decided.
Hahn says he's not likely to vote for Huckabee, who he considers unelectable in November. But he says he may go ahead and vote for Romney, whose name still will appear on the Virginia ballot. That, he says, may send a signal that some Virginia conservatives are disillusioned with their remaining choices. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Stanton, Virginia.